He made the drive all the way from Chester County here to York County. It was a long drive for the Chester County Sheriff, Max Dorsey. But Sheriff Dorsey joins us here on Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, Sheriff.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Sheriff, we can go in so many different ways. We're going to start first with a recap of an enforcement blitz that took place during the month of April. It was a joint enforcement blitz between York County Sheriff, Chester County Sheriff, and the South Carolina Highway Patrol. And give us more details about how those three agencies came together and what specifically were you all focusing on?
Well, thanks for having me this morning.
Of course.
I appreciate you having me on here. Yeah, the month of April, we wanted to tackle something in our community that's been giving us a problem. Certainly brought a lot of attention to our community. Highway 72, which is also known as Saluda Road, Rock Hill Road, depending on what side of the county line you live on. But it is a major thoroughfare between Chester and York County, Rock Hill specifically. And so regularly we receive complaints about reckless drivers and speeders. And so we wanted to reach out and partner with our neighbor here in York County, and Sheriff Breeden, new sheriff, but he's been a friend of mine for a long time. And so we partnered with the Highway Patrol and just addressed some of that reckless and unsafe, careless driving on Highway 72. And of course, we focused a lot of our resources in partnership with the Highway Patrol during that month. But that doesn't mean that, we're done, we've accomplished our mission, we're going to move on somewhere else. That's not necessarily the case. We're going to continue to have a presence there. Statistically, we feel that we've had a significant impact. We stopped around 125 cars just on the Chester County side. Mm-hmm. And when you figure in those numbers and having a consistent level of deputies out there during specific times, we saw around a 50% reduction in speeding on that highway during those roughly 4 weeks. So it is definitely, it has been a success. It goes back to something that I preach all the time about is police officer presence is a deterrent. And so just us being out there has deterred people from speeding and making careless decisions. But, we've got a big county and we have 580 square miles. We have a lot of other roads and we're working in partnership with our Highway Patrol on addressing those things. Sheriff Breeden mentioned it in the press conference that day. You don't typically see sheriffs getting involved in traffic enforcement. And it's not that we don't want to or need to. It's just that we have so many other demands. We're responding to calls. And, we're a small rural agency, so we have limited resources. But that doesn't mean we should neglect that responsibility. And we're at a time now where this region is growing rapidly. And the Highway Patrol, they don't have the resources that are necessary to really address highway safety as well as they should. And so sheriffs and police departments are having to step up and do that as well now.
So again, when you travel that stretch of road coming in or leaving one of the two counties, Chester or York County, you will continue to see a law enforcement presence on that road.
Yes, you will.
Past that, Sheriff Dorsey, the month of May is a big time to celebrate the law enforcement community.
Yes, it is. We just recently had Police Week, National Law Enforcement Officer Memorial Week. The day specifically was May the 15th of last week. That's the day that President John F. Kennedy designated to honor those men and women who made the ultimate sacrifice serving our country. More than 20,000 law enforcement officers, men and women, dating all the way back to the 1700s. And their names are memorialized on that wall of honor in Washington, D.C., and in other areas across our country. So very honored to be serving in a profession like this. It is a noble profession. That's something that gets a lot of attention. But really, over the last 30 days, we've celebrated all the people that work in our office, starting with our dispatchers. We had Telecommunications Week back in April. Those are people receiving those calls. Little Chester, We get about 80,000 phone calls a year in our dispatch center.
Wow.
They monitor 45 channels, radio channels, and it's typically manned by three people. And so so they are doing amazing work.
They need more than a week.
They need more than a week.
They need a month.
they need at least a month.
That's for sure. Right. But they're usually the first voice
they're
that
the
people
first
hear.
Voice, yeah. Yeah. And then another element of law enforcement is our detention officers. Mm-hmm. Detention officers are the ones that are maintaining the safety and security of our inmates that are in custody who have not been sentenced. They're pre-adjudication. And so they have a very difficult job. And so I like to honor them because both of those units, I guess, dispatchers and detention officers, they are not praised enough for what they do. And then of course, our law enforcement officers, our gun toters, that was recognized as Police Week last week. And so really, really proud of the professionals that we have in this profession. But I can't say enough about the men and women in Chester County.
And I do want to say, you know, thank you for your service and all of the officers. We also want to thank your families because your families also sacrifice a lot. And I think that's sometimes, you know, we don't think about your families at home. You know, you walk out the door and, you know, I know that that's a fear. It's kind of I have a friend that's got a law enforcement officer as a husband and it sometimes goes unsaid, but that's a fear. You know, you walk out the door and that could be the last time because you're protecting us and our family. So I also want to say thank you to all that you do, but also your families and the sacrifices that they also make.
Thank you. That's a very good point. And that's something that we don't think about as much, but they do. And so thanks for bringing that.
No problem.
Out.
We're speaking with Sheriff Max Dorsey from Chester County. Chester County in the last 5 years has really had to do an image overhaul, so to speak. We've got a new county administrator in place, a fairly new sheriff. So you're trying to shed the image of what folks would always have of Chester County. It's just a very countryside, beautiful county, but you're here to say it's thriving, right? And it's full of a lot of opportunities, everything from law enforcement to economic development and everything else in between.
Oh, in so many ways. Yeah, this is my hometown, other than the time I went to USC in Columbia. I lived in Irmo for a short time after college, but lived here my whole life. I'm so proud of it. You're right. We've had some bumps and bruises over the years. I just had my 6-year anniversary back on May the 8th. Served as interim sheriff, and then I'm in my second term as elected sheriff. And 5 to 6 years, you're right, we have seen a lot of things happen. Two top executives in our county were indicted and went to prison for serious crimes. And so a blind man can see that we had problems. And so how did we address it? Well, real leaders stepped up to the plate and we took responsibility and for the good and the bad. And I think now we have a true team of professionals, not experts. We have a true team of people who are committed to something bigger than ourselves, which is the progress of our county. And we were talking earlier before we went on air about how we're all working together. We understand that we must work to complement one another and not in competition with one another. And so we have a great county administrator, our county council, all the elected officials from the clerk of court, the solicitor, all the way down to our treasurer and auditor. We have people who are committed to Chester County and it's working. And if you don't believe me, just come down and ride around and see the houses that are being built. There's a different spirit in there. And it's based on our efforts collectively to change the culture of our county. We love that small town atmosphere, but guess what others do as well? And they see that we have a lot of good in Chester, and they're moving there.
Wow. That's great.
Well, that's a couple of updates from the Chester County Sheriff, Max Dorsey. Thanks, Sheriff. We appreciate it.
Thank you.